I'm at that horrible age where I don't actually know whether to wear my glasses or not wear them. It's just so awkward and so annoying. But, good morning, everybody. I think we've probably got most of the people here that we're expecting. So my name's Liz Newton. I'm the Director for Landscape Access and Geodiversity in Natural England. And I'm going to be chairing the Northern LAF conference today. It's really great to be back in Leeds. I used to work in Leeds for the Countryside Commission many, many years ago, it has to be said. So despite the damp weather, it's nice just to return and see how the old city's doing. And there are some familiar faces in the audience, which I find a bit unnerving, actually, the people I used to work with there, Sarah being one of them. So I'll say a little bit more about who I am and what I do in a minute, and before sort of welcoming you all, but just a couple of domestics, really. We're not expecting any fire alarm today, and if there is a fire alarm, as long as the fire's not out in the lobby, apparently we go out through the main doors out there and to the town hall where there's a bit of shelter, or if there is something raging there, we go through these doors and out the back. The loos are to our out to the left, men and women, and lunch apparently is going to be through these double doors in a room through here, which we're also going to be using for some of the workshops. So there are plenty of Natural England people scattered about the room, so if you don't know where you're going or get lost, just ask one of them and I'm sure they'll help you find the workshops and things that you're supposed to be in, which I'm going to need to do as well. So just a bit of welcome, really. I mean, I probably chaired one of these events about 2 years ago in Bristol, and I always feel slightly like an imposter because you're the people who actually know about all of this stuff. You're the people who are working at the sharp edge of access and rights of way work, and we do our best to help with all of that, but I think there's always a huge amount of knowledge in the room, and I'm sort of very much looking forward to the debates and the conversations that you're going to have today. I know you're all working really hard, and I suspect feeling at times a bit beleaguered by the context within which we're all working, but we are all still here working to improve access for everybody, which is the theme of today's conference. I think the fact that, that we've got so many people coming to both conferences is a really good sign and very positive, so welcome, and I hope you enjoy the day. Just to say a little bit about myself, I mean, over my career, when I've worked for quite a lot of organisations now, I'm getting to that age where I've got too many things I can remember and forget, actually, but I have always championed the fact that it's really important for people to get out in the natural environment. I personally have had so much enjoyment about from walking, from cycling, from rowing, from doing all sorts of things that I do out in the fresh air, and I actually really believe unless people can get out there, feel and touch the natural environment and enjoy it, they're not actually going to care for it. So I've worked very hard, I think, through the last 30-odd years to make sure that that's always recognised in all the organisations I work for. So I've had a few triumphs, things like the Pennine Bridleway. I helped get the money to start that off. I think Catriona's in the room somewhere. So that felt quite good. More recently, we've had things like Paths for Communities. And even more recent than that, currently the team who's coordinating the English Coastal Path work is sitting within my team. And they are currently, and we've got people working throughout the country, all throughout the coast, so currently working on 60% of the coast, sorry. So we're really beginning to make some progress, and I'm so pleased that we got the funding to have that work accelerated, and we just need to hang on to that now, and trust me, I'm working hard to make sure that happens. Apart from doing the sort of landscape access and geodiversity work, which is fairly self-explanatory, I've also got a team, I'm also leading a team that's writing a new conservation strategy for Natural England, which is the aim of which is really to think about how we get a healthy natural environment, which supports the well-being of people and sustainable growth, but is managed sustainably. And we've been, over the last year, thinking about all the evidence that we have about the state of the natural environment, the things that are happening out there, the trends, and then thinking about what some of the themes that are emerging from that and what we might need to do differently. We are at a point where we're just about to go to our board with some of that work and to sort of talk to them about what that's going to mean for Natural England and our work. And I think it's, you'll find it reassuring that actually the things that are really coming out strongly in that work are that we need to really make sure that we keep people at the heart of what we do, that green space, access, all of the stuff that you're familiar with is hugely important to both the economy, but also people's well-being. And that we've got, through MENI, you've got great evidence about how people now use the environment, and we need to make sure we use that and continue to keep interest and awareness of all the sort of fantastic things that that provides for us. So, there are lots of really good facts and figures that we now have at our fingertips. Things like that walking tourism creates something like 254 full-time equivalent jobs, which is great. But I'm sure there could be more. But there are some very costly figures as well, which I always find rather alarming. There are about 9 million adults in England who sort of take activity outdoors, which sounds like a lot, but actually if you think of the size of the population, it actually isn't that many. The cost to us as an economy, people who aren't active, is something like 8.2 billion. Which is just, staggering, isn't it? The cost to the NHS of that for people who then, get ill and have to go to hospital is something like 1.8 billion. There's something we can do about that, I'm sure. This is not just about physical health either. We know from the facts that we're collecting through some of the work that people like Jim Burt and my team are doing about mental health and how getting out in the natural environment can help that. And I'm going to sit in on the dementia workshop this morning because I'm really interested to hear a bit more about what you're doing on that. I also noticed today, actually, that the National Health Service has announced this Healthy Cities thing that they're going to do. I think they're talking about having 10 places where they're going to really work to make cities and towns more healthy. They're talking about the built environment, so I hope that they don't forget the green space within and the public rights of way and all the things that we all care about in this room. So, I think we've all got a role there to make sure that that they take that on board too. So I think there is, despite the doom and gloom, though, of the sort of budget situation, I know you're all working very hard with some local authorities who feel very hard-pressed, I think there is a sort of a sense, there's an emergence of thinking, perhaps based on the evidence that has been around for a while now, that is beginning to, getting policy people and strategy people recognising the importance of outdoor recreation. So DCMS recently produced a new strategy on sports and physical activity, a part of which outdoor recreation is a really important part of. And we are talking to people in the Sports and Recreation Alliance and people like that to think about how those things can be promoted better. We are going to have to think about how to do things differently. I mean, we're all, under pressure. Our budgets, Natural England's budgets, are getting smaller and smaller every year. Local authorities' budgets are under pressure. We're all having to think about how we can achieve the things we need to achieve, but do it differently, find new sources of funding, be more efficient, all of those things. And I know that there are plenty of you in the room who are doing just that, and that's hugely, hugely welcomed. We're very grateful for that. And today is very much your conference. This is about how you share those ideas, share some of that good practice, share some of that innovation. And I suppose probably most importantly, provide each other with some support, because I think we probably all need it. So I hope you enjoy the day. I'm sure it's going to be really interesting. We've got some very interesting workshops, got some very interesting speakers. We have a Q&A session at the end of the day. So if you could perhaps sort of keep any key questions for that session, that would be really helpful. But welcome and enjoy your day. And I'm now going to ask Bryony Thorpe from DEFRA to come up and talk to us about the latest updates and reforms. Bryony.
Excuse me whilst I set my timer so I don't overrun. Can everyone hear me before I start? Yeah.